بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع والعشرون عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها أو يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. رواه مسلم. Still in this chapter, that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and in fact all very, very easy ways and great, great rewards on them. It is just that we must pay attention and focus a little bit and do that. This hadith is also an exposition, a clear way that shows us how easy a person can gain great, great rewards, very easy. So this is the 24th hadith in this chapter. Hadrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah becomes pleased with that person that when he eats one morsel and then he praises Allah ta'ala upon that. He drinks a drink, that is a sip of a drink, and then he praises Allah ta'ala upon that. So easy. Eating is a thing we all have to do. Non-Muslims also have to eat. Animals also eat. But if a Muslim eats, how we should eat? With the correct beliefs, firstly, that the food is not going to satiate us and fill our stomachs. It is only by the command of Allah. Allah has made the asbab, the food, and Allah has put the effects of the various things. Rice has got a different effect, mutton has got a different effect, vegetables have got different effects. Allah has made that, but it is not permanently in those things. It is all in the control of Allah. So if a person eats with the correct aqidah, with the correct belief, then this very food will become a very, very great ibadat for him. And if he eats with the wrong aqidah, and he believes the food has the power to satiate his, fill his stomach, etc., that the food will give him strength, and he does not even think about Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is the real doer, then this very eating of his food will lead him to Jahannam. That will be shirk if we think that the food has got power, that the food on its own has got everything. So we should eat with the correct aqidah. And then when we start eating, which is Bismillah, we should say. And better, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. But even just Bismillah if we say. But unfortunately, almost all of us forget. And we don't say the Bismillah at the beginning when we start eating. And then while eating to say Alhamdulillah, to praise Allah Ta'ala. If not every morsel, but at least occasionally, we should say Alhamdulillah. And by that, Allah is pleased with that person. That means that he has become the favorite of Allah. A person can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, not that he gets up in tahajjud, makes lot of ibadat, etc., but by eating he can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it comes also in the Hadith Sharif that a taimu shakir mithlu saimi sabir, a person who eats and he makes shukr, he gets a sawab like a person who is fasting and who is making sabr. In other words, he's making sabr, that means he's feeling the roza. The roza is heavy on him. And he makes sabr and he keeps his roza. So much sawab a person gets who eats and makes shukr. But unfortunately, we don't make shukr. During the meal also, after the meal, not even Alhamdulillah comes out from our mouth. Whereas the whole dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. We all will know the dua, but we don't read it. Hardly ever. And this is not just like normally at home, but even gathering of the pious people, we'll see that nobody reads the dua. And this is such an easy way to become a wali of Allah, if we just eat properly in the correct way. So we should try and make an effort that we do say our Bismillah, we'll eat with the correct beliefs, say Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And in fact, if we say, we read, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, that is the real pay for the food. For that rice that we have eaten, and we might be paying 70, 80 kilos, 100 rand for a kilo, whatever the price might be. But that is not the price, we haven't paid for the rice. That we have paid for all the people who are working. The farmer with his laborers, he is working. Then the trucks that transported it, the people who made the roads, etc. Then if it was imported from another country at the docks, all the cranes that work, all the computer and paperwork that is done, the transportation of it, it goes into warehouses and gets packed, it goes into wholesalers, into retailers, and then we go and buy that. We can never pay for that rice. That was only very, very subsidized. We paid all the people who worked for it. The pay for the rice itself, the farmer didn't make the rice also. Neither did the laborers, neither did the transport people. That only Allah made that rice, or that mutton, or that fish, or whatever we ate. Only Allah made it. And the pay by Allah is not in rands and cents, but just to acknowledge and make shukr. And from the bottom of the heart say, Alhamdulillah, my Allah gave me this. That is the pay of it. But unfortunately, we don't pay for it. And we just eat like anyone who is a muffat cow, who eats for free, doesn't pay. Nobody likes that person. That he just barges in the dawahs, etc. And he just comes and eat for free, he doesn't pay. That is exactly what we are doing all the time. Though we might be thinking I'm paying for it, we pay everyone, but we don't pay Allah Ta'ala. The real being who gave up, we don't pay him. And then after eating it, each morsel of food, when it passes by the throat, it turns to Allah and asks, must I become a cause of health for this person or a cause of sickness for this person? And we don't think of Allah. And if Allah has to send a message, that becomes sickness for that person. We can eat the most healthy food and we will become sick after that. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't think of Allah also. We don't make shukr to Him. So eating is also a great ibadah. And the other very sad part, hardly any of us eat the sunnat way, that is sitting on the floor. We sit at the table on chairs and we eat. Like the way of the Nasara and the Jews and the enemies of Islam. And the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. The food Allah gave us, and we can't do without that food. We are desperately in need of it. But when we eat it like this, like the Nasara and the Christians, etc. And how many of us will eat even what, like rice with a spoon or with forks and knives? That is not our way at all. Allah has given us our fingers, and we should be eating the sunnat way. And there are only benefits in there. Great, great benefits. So Allah give us tawfiq that at least if we can learn how to eat and we eat properly, that will be also a great ibadah. But unfortunately, whole life we are eating, but we haven't learned how to eat also. And we are eating in the wrong way also. And we are eating the wrong foods also. And therefore, we are having a lot of problems in our health also. If we eat correctly, there will be great health for us. May Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.